This is Fresh Air. Music critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new box set that chronicles the music Bob Dylan was making during the time he was born again and turned to evangelical Christianity as a theme. The 9-disc release is called Bob Dylan, Trouble No More, the Bootleg Series, Volume 13, 1979 to 1981, and it focuses on a large number of previously unreleased live performances.
Sometimes feels so low down and disgusted. Can't help but wonder what's happening to my companion. How they lost or how they found. Have they counted the cost it'll take to bring down all their ethical principles they're gonna have to abandon. Now there's a slow train coming.
In the late 1970s, word seeped out that Bob Dylan had become immersed in evangelical Christianity. Raised Jewish, Dylan had undergone a conversion experience and was eager to spread the word of the New Testament. It was in this context that he released Slow Train Coming in 1979, followed by the album Saved in 1980, and Shot of Love in 81. This trilogy of original gospel music was greeted, as so many of the twists in Dylan's career have been greeted, with extremes. Shock, skepticism, adulation, condemnation. Dylan toured extensively during this period, and at the majority of these shows, he performed only his new religious music, not his familiar hits. And he wasn't shy about proselytizing.
I had a request tonight. Somebody shouted out a song called Solid Rock, hanging on to a solid rock made before the foundation of the world. Is that the one you mean?
Yes.
All right.
This latest in Columbia Records' official bootleg series consists primarily of in-concert performances by Dylan, a rock band with shifting personnel, and three or sometimes four female gospel R&B singers. You can hear them all on a previously unreleased song called Ain't Gonna Go to Hell for Anybody, as recorded in Montreal in 1980.
I ain't gonna go to hell for anybody. I ain't gonna go to hell for anybody.
Twist them and turn them. I can make believe I'm in love with anybody. Hold them and control them. Squeeze them and tease them. But I know it satisfies the flesh that it feeds. I've been down that road. I know where it leads. And I ain't gonna go to hell with anybody.
I attended one of the shows on this collection, a 1979 performance at the Santa Monica Civic in California. Looking at the review I wrote at the time, I see that Dylan commenced the show by saying, "This isn't a concert in the regular sense because we're here to give all praise and glory unto God." Over 2 hours, the Dylan I observed was severe and terse, more wrath of Jehovah than love of Jesus. His constant implicit message in song after song was, "I have the answer, and if you don't, well, get it, because otherwise you're damned." On stage, Dylan came to understand that he couldn't just preach. He had to sell this music as a performance. He started tinkering with arrangements and tempo. Listen to the way he takes Gotta Serve Somebody and turns it into a run through the jungle, his voice prowling around the melody as though stalking his prey. This sort of reimagining, the necessity to enliven some songs that were near dead on vinyl from excessive piety or hectoring, that makes so much of the music on this collection interesting. Sometimes his powers of artistic resurrection fail him, as on this delightfully terrible version of Ain't Gonna Go to Hell for Anybody from a 1980 Oregon show. It starts out as though he wants to sing a different song. It sounds to me like If Not For You. And then he only gets more rushed, the keyboards and chorus vocals sounding cheesier by the second.
We're step on a crowded room and the leaves are dying. All in for the ghetto, far outside the middle. I can feel it on the rooftops, I see two lovers sighing. Claws in the makeup, down bound on a breakup. Oh, bound every day and you can't get caught. Better keep on rolling whether you're dread beating a shot. Well,
ain't gonna run out for anybody.
The ninth disc on this set is a DVD titled Trouble No More, a musical film. It alternates performances during a 1980 rehearsal with so-called sermons recited by the actor Michael Shannon, who is billed as the preacher. These sermons, composed by the critic Luke Sont, are both well-written and peculiar. Disquisitions on such things as demon alcohol and a tirade against fast food restaurants. The sermons are in keeping with the rectitude that characterizes so much of Dylan's music during this period. Indeed, sometimes the better stuff arrives when he's working through his anger, as on the very nice slow burn of this previously unreleased track, Making a Liar Out of Me.
Well, I say you won't be destroyed by your invention, that you brought it all under captivity. That you really do have all the best intentions, but you're making a liar out of me.
As a huge undertaking to redeem a neglected and frequently scorned period of Dylan's career, Trouble No More makes an elaborate, sometimes eloquent argument. If you like your Dylan prickly and righteous and cunning, this is right up your alley.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Bob Dylan, Trouble No More, the Bootleg Series, Volume 13, 1979 to 1981. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be journalist Maren McKenna, author of Big Chicken, about how the use of antibiotics in the chicken industry has led to the rise of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. The bacteria can make their way into our systems in some surprising ways and can lead to infections beyond gastrointestinal ones, including resistant urinary tract infections. She has a lot of information and some advice. I hope you'll join us.